Turtles Darcy.
With Top Oil, keeping your family warm this winter. Visit top.ie.
Now, a couple of years ago, I sat in this office along with our wonderful sound engineer, Gavin Blake, who was on sound today, as luck would have it. And we were listening to an artist called Talos, and I went, wow, that is amazing. Just the electronic soundscape of the music, the awe-inspiring lyrics, and those vocals, just solid. Well, I'm delighted to say that finally, they're going to be performing in the Olympia Theatre tonight. And finally, yes, I have them in studio. And this is Talos performing Runaway on Today FM. Absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
Pamela Blake, who produces Mairead Ronan, is in studio here. She's a huge Talos fan.
Oh,
and
hey,
you ended up in her top five Spotify's in the year.
Nice.
Hey.
Thank you.
That was Runaway from Wilder Lee, the debut album. Of course, Far Out Dust is out there to get your hands on at the moment. You're working on album number 3 at the minute.
Yeah, just begun. Yeah, we literally just kind of made the first steps on it. So I had the guys over the other night and some sort of madness came out, so we'll see. see if it makes it. It probably won't, but anyway.
that is one of my favourite albums of the year.
Thanks, man.
And one of the things I like about it is your cinematic soundscape. And I think I read this in an interview you did with Hot Press before, where you had said that you know, when you make music, you think of it like you're making a film. At times.
Yeah. I suppose not so much that I'm making a film. I suppose it's quite visual to me in a sense. Like I'd make music to like images a lot. So I'd have a kind of a big bank of like images or snippets from films or something that would like run on a loop as I make the songs and stuff. And they kind of help, I suppose they kind of just help put the songs in a certain place. And I think like when we play live, we'd often like describe how we play the songs as a certain image or a series of events that might kind of like help us feel something in it or something. That sounds a bit like airy fairy for
no, it doesn't.
Two on a Friday, but
no. But yeah. That's what I admire about the music is subconsciously it does take you away somewhere. So those images are there, and I like because like a lot of people don't know this about you, Talis, is that like you were lecturing architecture in UCC before all of this, and then you've come into this Terminus, which came out around the time of Faroe Dust.
Yeah,
I love this 28-page book with lyrics, poems, and some sketches on it.
Yeah,
a fabulous idea.
Oh yeah, thanks, man. I suppose I've like forever kept sketchbooks since studying architecture, and I've never they're super super private things, I suppose, you know, and I've never shared them, and it just felt like, especially with that record and the way it was made, it was super erratic and impulsive and quick and scary and all of the above, and it just felt like it was, I suppose, it was important to show the process and like open the door a bit on it, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it's funny because the name Talis itself, Daedalus, who is a craftsman and an artist, no more than yourself. am I right in saying this? His nephew and apprentice, his name was Talos, who was the man of brass, the guardian of Crete. That was his name.
I don't know. I got it's kind of in honor of my grandfather. So my grandfather died like a few years before I started the project, and he very strangely had a kind of an obsession with Greek mythology. Like he named his house after, like, Ithaca is the name of the house, so it's the name of the islands, and he had this massive like library of kind of historic books, and like the stress at the start of any project is trying to find a name. So I kind of went hunting through these books, and this thing kind of came up, and this story came up, and it kind of resonated with what was going on at the time, and I think it kind of graphically looked well written down, which was it. But the name is in honor of my grandfather, like, yeah.
What a beautiful story. So you got a big run of gigs on the way. You must have played every church in Ireland at this stage, yeah?
I'd say it twice, yeah.
Coming up, you in the 13th, you're going to be in, well, obviously the Olympia tonight. 13th, St. Luke's in Cork. The second gig is sold out on the 14th. 15th, you're going to be in the Kino in Cork. 19th, in the Roisin, Dublin, Galway, my hometown. 20th, you're going to be Dolan's Limerick. 21st, the INEC Acoustic Room in Killarney. And the 20th, I love that.
Never played there, actually, so we're kind of looking forward to that. That's our first time done that way.
It's absolutely fabulous. Nice, yeah. You're going to nail it, and that'll be sold out too as well, I'll tell you. And 27th of December, you're going to be in Connie's in Lepp.
Yeah.
Lovely, loads of comments coming in here. That was live, unreal, brilliant voice from Gary in Cove. Fergal, that's a stand-up from Colm in Ross Grey. Here's the funny thing. I always meet people on trails, whether it be it All Together Now or Electric Picnic. I meet people, and it's like the Talos trail where you'll meet people and they're secretly whispering to each other, "Where are you going? I'm going to see Talos. All right, okay, let's go. And they're all like the Smurfs going along, fa la 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 la, as they get down there. And then that intimate, every gig you do is so intimate. And I find that to me is endearing because it means that people respect your music.
Yeah, nice one. I think it's kind of both in a way. I mean, like, it becomes quite communal, like, because I mean we've quite a large band, and you know it ranges from being kind of like a very like solitary thing of writing the songs and like the lads dipping in and out and us all then coming together to remake them live up to now. And I suppose it's kind of shifting now a bit in that the next record will I think like capture a lot more of what the live thing does, and I think it'll be a lot more inclusive with, like, you know, the player, like the guys being like much more like kind of involved and engrossed in the recording of it as well, you know. So it's going to be an interesting thing. I'm really excited about the next one. I think it'll be a very kind of nice step forward, I think, you know.
Well, there has been huge growth there. I mean, there's definitely a growth in confidence from Wild Ali to Far Out Dust. Particularly, even the first song there, Boy Was I Wrong. Yeah. You know, you did that on purpose, that title. It was Boy Was I Wrong, because it just goes to show that, you know, we're making a song. Where are we going, lads? What are we doing with this? You did use a lot of other influences for that album. You know, you really kind of branched out and said, look, how about we get everyone's opinion? You know what I mean?
Well, we did. We opened the door, but in all fairness, the title to the first track, like, Ross, or my producer Ross Dowling, like, kind of just made it adamant to me that, like, you have to call the first song on the record this, because I think we went through that whole, like, recording that record just really, like, doubting what was going on, and we were kind of all at sea at a lot of points, and I think it was kind of an in-joke as well, as that, like, this could be just total nonsense. So that's kind of why the first song is called that as well, you know. But yeah, and I think it is in response to, like, living in music, I suppose, in that it is continuously unsteady and you continuously kind of question every move you make, I suppose, and then at the end of it you're kind of rewarded with something quite kind of powerful or reflective or something, you know, when you have something that kind of surprises you, how did I get here kind of thing, you know. So,
well, I know from the afternoon that myself and Gav sat in here for a good hour listening to your music. I remember thinking to myself, fair play, like, you're the one rewarding us, fair play. Actually, by the way, I'm going to do everyone a favor now. Take out your phone, get your phones out, yeah, get up onto social media, and at This Is Talos, click follow immediately, because you're going to see a hell of a lot more of Talos on the crew.
Cheers.
You're going to do a cover version for me?
Yeah, we are. This is actually a song by a very close friend of ours called Jofridr. She's from Iceland, and she's got a project called JFDR, and it's a song off her first record called White Sun, and I think it's probably collectively, like, one of our favourite songs ever written, so it's a scary thing trying to do this, so if we mess it up, then we'll be asking serious forgiveness of you. So,
No. Always answer quickly and with confidence. Say nothing. Here it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Talos performing White Sun.
Continue my stray. Feed the fire soul's needs. Stillness feeds a united body.
Wow, absolutely outstanding.
Thank you.
Talos here in studio, going to be in the Olympia Theatre later on tonight. A couple of lovely comments here. Ross McInerney from Brave Giant has gone in contact saying, unbelievable. Talos on Today FM, so good to hear him on the radio. A gem amongst Irish music currently. And another one from Aina Ryan from Newkers and Shannonbridge saying, great shout and getting Talos in for one of my favourites. Shorten the journey from Newry to Galway. A lot of love out there for you.
Sweet. Thanks,
and hopefully
guys.
A lot more followers now, lads. Get up there. At this is time. Get the album. I want to see this Spotify millions of thousands. You know.
Nice
to add
one,
to the millions upon millions you have already.
I appreciate it, man.
Always a pleasure to see you.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Cheers.
Fergal Darcy.
Weekdays from 2.
On Today FM.